This is Brian Oakes, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Erskine, Minnesota. We are pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Jamie Dickerman. Tyler Donaldson will have a report as well. The National Weather Service reports the region's first significant snowfall of the season is bringing several inches of snow and making travel difficult in parts of the Red River Valley. Grand Forks-based meteorologist Dan Riddle says this system has been a challenge from the start.
We do have area low pressure southwest of Bismarck that will be moving southeastward into southern parts of Minnesota. And it looks like the heaviest snow will pass to the south of Devil's Lake to about Fargo to about Park Rapids to about Duluth, and then southward through St. Cloud, Alexandria, Watertown, South Dakota, and back toward Bismarck again. This is where 3 to 5 inches down around Wahpeton, Foreman, they could get 6 or 7 inches of snow. Fargo looks to be more like 4 or 5 inches.
Riddle says lighter amounts are expected farther north, with another weak system possible late Friday into early Saturday for parts of southeastern North Dakota and northeast South Dakota.
It does look like there will be a little weak upper wave that will produce some snow across, looks like the southern parts and western parts of North Dakota. We're talking about, once again, southeast North Dakota, northeastern South Dakota, once again, could get a couple of inches of new snow. This is Friday night. But that track is still a bit unsure right now.
President Donald Trump will travel to Beijing in April. In a post on Truth Social, Trump outlining a phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Numerous topics were discussed, including soybean trade. Trump said Xi will visit the U.S. later in the year. The two also agreed to communicate more often.
USDA has confirmed a new flash sale of soybeans to China. A total of 123,000 metric tons of soybeans sold for delivery in the 25-26 marketing year. Grain Stats reports China has purchased more than 16% of the 12 billion ton total committed for this fall.
The latest American Farm Bureau Federation's Market Intelligence report says farmers urgently need economic assistance. Margins are below break-even levels and working capital has eroded. Trade losses have added to the financial challenges. Without action, the Farm Bureau report said, agriculture's long-term viability is at risk.
The final USDA crop progress report of the year shows the nation's corn harvest wrapping up slightly behind normal, with winter wheat planting nearly complete. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says most states moved quickly despite regional delays.
Nationally, 96% of the U.S. corn acreage harvested, 1 point behind the 5-year average, a little behind last year when we were complete on November 23rd, 2024.
Only Nebraska and North Dakota were more than 5 percentage points behind the 5-year average among the 18 major corn-growing states. Rippey says the final numbers for winter wheat show planting is nearly complete.
97% of the intended acreage planted by November 23rd, equal to the 5-year average, equal to last year at this time. 87% emerged on November 23rd, 2 points behind the 5-year average, 1 point behind last year at this time.
Farm real estate values remaining one of the few areas of agriculture showing little sign of weakening, according to Farmers National sales manager Steve Morgan. He says land prices across their 28-state footprint continue to hold steady despite tighter margins.
Land values have stayed very consistent, kind of plateaued, if you will. Depending on land quality, the high-quality stuff is really staying strong, and it's so community-driven. If we've got good communities that have some good competitive land buyers in them, we're going to continue seeing those high prices on the high-quality stuff. As we see the marginal to below-average ground come to the market, we'll see that retrace. We've seen some retrace upwards of 20 to 30%, just depending on the community.
Morgan says demand remains surprisingly resilient.
We start in Colorado with lower prices in that $1,000 to $1,500 range, depending on, like I said, community strength. And we've seen ground sell upwards of $30,000 as we get into Missouri. And that's also dependent on buyer strength and what's bringing that buyer to the market. If it's production ag or if it's 1031 money, there's always a story behind that. Brown County this spring was an extremely strong area. We sold some dry land for $19,200 an acre up there, which topped the market, and we'll be interested to see how that withstands this lower commodity prices throughout the fall and winter.
You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Minnesota Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson says European markets remain a key opportunity for U.S. farm goods following a recent trade mission to Switzerland and Germany. Peterson traveled with Governor Tim Walz and a delegation of nearly 70 people, including commodity leaders and agribusiness representatives.
You know, we work to connect with companies that either are based in Germany or have a big footprint in Minnesota. So Syngenta, we were able to meet with their CEO, Jeff Rowe, who's a farmer from Illinois. And that was really important. But Bueller, too, is a big food purchasing, makes equipment, but they have their United States headquarters in Plymouth. But, you know, they do a lot of work for us, as well as Casali, who is helping with the new green fertilizer plant in Morris, as well as, you know, things like Cargill in Germany has a big footprint.
Peterson says tariff issues were top of mind during meetings with ag ministers and industry leaders.
39% tariffs, a lot. You know, so you take a company like Syngenta or Bueller, which, you know, we have plants in Minnesota that are doing processing for agriculture, where they've had over $1 million added in cost just because of that 39% tariff that farmers will end up paying at some point. That was really interesting, but it's good to see it lowered to 15%, but that's still a 15% tariff. And so Switzerland, we really heard about it a lot, not as much in Germany where they have a 10% tariff on most products, but they're, you know, really concerned too about relationships, you know, and so I think that was really important to talk to them about Minnesota, the Midwest, you know, being a good trading partner.
Minnesota Farmers Union hosting their annual convention this weekend in Minneapolis. Here's MFU President Gary Wordish on the turnout and topics of discussion.
Well, the event went very well. We had a nice turnout and good. We had a good lineup of speakers and both the senators and the governor and the attorney general from Minnesota. And then we had Alvarado Bedeo, a former FTC commissioner that spoke. And so it's a very good turnout. And it's good to hear members from all over the state come and discuss and, you know, and discuss how the issues affect them, the policy issues. And, you know, right now we have a lot of crisis with the low margins, so mental health just, you know, is definitely a big issue that was raised.
Werder says the policy discussions were productive.
One is encouraging elected officials to take swift, meaningful action to address the crisis in farm country and make long-term systemic reforms that ensure a farm economy that is stable, resilient, and distributed and fair. Another one was calling an end to the trade war and return to a stable trading relationship that benefits family farmers and rural communities. Another one is calling on lawmakers to reverse the damaging health care cuts and renew work to lower the cost and improve access so everyone gets the care they need. And another one supporting the next generation of farmers with investments, whether it's beginning tax credits or more access to loans, but anything to help the beginning farmers, next generation beginning farmers get started.
Rosse was the number one spring wheat variety grown in Minnesota this past year. According to the University of Minnesota spring wheat variety trials, Rosse was planted on more than 28% of the acres. The next most seeded varieties were Westbred's WB9590, MN Torgi, AgriPro's S.Y. Valda, 21st Century Genetics Zelda, and Westbred's WB9479.
Across the Red River Valley, American Crystal Sugar Company growers had an average yield of 33.7 tons per acre with sugar content of just over 18%. The latest American Crystal Ag Notes said the highest average yield was in the Crookston District at 35.9 tons per acre. The highest sugar content was 18.10%, and that was in the Hillsborough District.
According to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, trade talks with the United States will resume when it is appropriate. While at the G20 meeting in Johannesburg, Carney said those negotiations may happen within the next 2 weeks. Trade talks shut down last month after the Ontario province aired an anti-tariff message in U.S. media.
President Trump's advisors are weighing a 2-year extension of enhanced Affordable Care Act subsidies to prevent steep premium increases for more than 20 million Americans. The idea is part of a broader White House proposal aimed at meeting a mid-December deadline that's tied to recent government shutdown. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you are listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Farmers are making plans for the 2026 growing season. Part of that preparation is soil testing. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
With input costs as high as they are, farmers will be looking to cut costs where they can. But the one place they should avoid doing so is when it comes to soil sampling. Tilth Agronomy Senior Agronomist Todd Schaumburg says there's a lot of important information that comes from a good soil test.
So knowing that balance is very important because then it helps you make decisions on how much fertilizer you may need or manure. So your deposits are your manure, your fertilizer, all that sort of nutrient put in, and then your crop makes the withdrawals. So over time, that can change. And one of the things I always thought is maybe sooner or later, we actually would have to soil sample less because we would know exactly how much deposits and withdrawals we make. And then we would see that and it would help us project forward.
Soil compositions are unique. That's why it's important to regularly test them.
But the soil is unique and it has a buffering capacity that's hard to tell that all the time. So we do need to take these soil samples every couple years to 3 years to kind of help us know that and when to take them.
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland says soybean markets are cautiously optimistic as trade negotiations with China move forward, but producers still face challenges from input costs and global competition.
We're cautiously optimistic, but we really want to see some follow-through, and we have a lot more sales to get made here to meet those targets of the 12 million metric tons here by the end of the year. We got about 6 weeks, so I think we're about 10% there from the official numbers that we can take to the bank. So got a long ways to go, but hopefully we can. There's great opportunities here at home with biofuels to grow those markets. SAF is a wonderful opportunity that's in the intermediate future, but we need to get our RVOs finalized here before the end of the year and get the 45Z tax credit done. That's stuff we can do now that we just need Congress to act on.
Ragland says U.S. soybean producers have to continue expanding both domestic and international markets.
Look at the number of people in India. You got to be looking and thinking outside the box and finding ways to get in there. I mean, they have more people than China now. So that's one. There's numerous countries in Africa, and we have projects with both WISH and USEC that are going on, educating and trying to grow markets, starting at a very small and local level, but educating about how to use soy and how to maybe grow poultry or to produce fish and other aquaculture and so forth. And those are places where if we can get the people hooked on using soy, that can grow into a bigger market in the future.
Checking quotes, Minneapolis wheat trading mixed in the overnight. The December contract a quarter penny higher at 568, March down 1 3/4. Chicago wheat December 1 3/4 lower, and the KC wheat December contract a quarter cent down. Dease corn a half penny higher, 424 1/4. January soybeans 1120. That's down by 3 1/4 cents. On the farm calendar, the Ag Horizons Conference is going on in Pierre on December 2nd, hosted by 7 South Dakota Ag Groups, the Wheat Growers, Crop Improvement Association, Oil Seeds Council, Pulse Growers, Seed Trade Association, Soil Health Coalition, and No-Till Association, again going on December 2nd in Pierre, South Dakota. Have yourself a great day. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.